What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
It's JP Shadrick. How are you?
I'm well. Great to be with you tonight, and great to be in week 18 with still an opportunity to win the AFC South. Who would have thought that with a 4-game losing streak in December? That usually doesn't bode well for a team's division title hopes, but somehow they persevered and got a win last week, and now a win, and they are the champs.
Well, JP, you talk about that losing streak. I mean, yeah, who the hell goes to the playoffs losing to Cincinnati, and obviously Cleveland ain't nothing to shake a stick at, but they've had to deal with Flacco, and then you got Tampa Bay, you got Baltimore. They're one of the best teams in the league. And somehow, some way, the Jags, do they have momentum? Is there enthusiasm surrounding the team? What's the deal?
Well, I think the enthusiasm was always there. I mean, I think it was always there on the practice field. The problem is that it didn't really show up sometimes in key moments in games and against good teams. And they played 3 straight against the AFC North and lost them all. I mean, that's what happens. You can't have any mental gaffes or mistakes or turnovers. And they had all of those combined in a lot of those games that cost them those football games. And, you know, so they've always had a confidence. I think that's partly because of the coaching. Doug Peterson will not let them, you know, get too far down. He knows how to keep a team up and in it and motivated and ready, it feels like. So, okay, that's fine. They're just going through a lull. But it feels like now that they have survived it and they shut out Carolina last week like you're supposed to do against not-so-good football teams, and they did that and kind of got their sea legs back underneath them. The defense is healthy now. There's no defensive players on the injury report this week, which is great. The question, obviously, now is on the offensive side, will Trevor Lawrence be ready, and will some of these weapons be ready? They haven't had their full arsenal of wide receivers on the field since the Monday Night Football Cincinnati game, and that lasted one play when Christian Kirk went down. So they could have all those guys back, but can they flip the switch and get that offense back humming again? That's a big question.
JP Shadrick is here with us, Jaguars senior reporter. You talk about Trevor Lawrence, and we saw what happened to Christian Kirk right out of the gate in that game. And then, I mean, Trevor Lawrence, at one point in time, we thought that he might have been done for the season the way he slammed his helmet down on the floor. What is the status of his health? Is he at full strength as we try to make a fight towards the postseason?
No, I don't think he hasn't been really full strength, I don't think, a lot of the back half of the season. It's the fourth time he's been on the injury report this year. Now, the first time out was the left knee injury, and he played on a short week on Thursday Night Football in the Superdome against the Saints with that bad left knee and led the team in rushing. So, okay, that wasn't so bad, apparently. Bad enough to still have a brace for the next few weeks. And then the high ankle sprain, that was the fortunate one, the one you're talking about, where he got rolled up and twisted up like a pretzel and crawling and couldn't walk, and that one looked bad. But high ankle sprain, but not obviously bad enough for him to have to sit out. He played the next week again and then was in the concussion protocol, and that's one you just can't really control, obviously, because of the protocol itself. So he cleared that, though, and played against Tampa. Didn't play especially well at either of the last two times out. This one's different, though. It's throwing shoulder. So it's an AC joint sprain. And if you can't throw the ball, I mean, there's no, you know, what else can you do? So that's why I didn't go last week. Today, in the open media period, which is about 20 minutes at the start of practice, he actually threw a football a few times. How much velocity was on that, I don't know. I mean, I didn't feel like he was really kind of letting it fly. But then they shoo us out of there. So he didn't throw at all on Wednesday. In the portion we were out there, so maybe throw in a little bit today, build it up some. It's my opinion that he needs to practice, though, to play his best on Sunday. We've seen it where he hasn't practiced and then he plays and he doesn't play well. So is that the best opportunity for the Jags? I don't know. Let's see how healthy he is. If he's healthy and cleared, he's playing. That's the bottom line. He's the franchise quarterback.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt, especially to cement their way on into the postseason and the playoffs. if they go ahead and get this win against Tennessee. If we take a look back at last year, the Jaguars went 9-8. We know about that big old comeback and the choke job that the Chargers had, beating them 31-30. Are we looking at deja vu? Like, it feels like the Jaguars in whole are stagnant. They haven't taken that full step. Why do you think that's been the case? And what needs to change, not just for these remaining games, however many are left, but into next season as well?
Yeah, it's a great question. And this was supposed to be an offense-heavy team. I mean, they were talking in training camp about scoring 30 points per game. They out, like, publicly. And that was kind of the goal. And that just hasn't really come to fruition for a number of different reasons. Some of the injuries are part of the reason why. They've had inconsistency on the offensive line, guys in and out of the lineup there, and just no way to really – they've had like 9 different lineup combinations on the offensive line as part of that. Part of that's just Trevor not playing well at times and making dumb mistakes and throwing into coverage and fumbling the football. I mean, that's really the big one. When the quarterback's turning it over, not just throwing picks, but, you know, on a running play, just letting it drop. That's a bad sign. So there's all that combined on the offensive side. The defense, though, has really led the way. I mean, they've been really good against the run for the most part. They got the last couple times, a few times out, it's been not great. I mean, Baltimore was going to run on anybody, and a couple games around that, not ideal. And the pass rush is starting to get a little warmer, right? Josh Allen's playing better. Trayvon Walker's playing better. So that's been a good, pretty constant group this year. So that's where they are. It's really about the offense. Don't turn it over. Gosh, don't turn it over anymore. It's been too much of that.
You've seen a lot of them. Well, let me ask you this. I remember being here in Georgia. I would hear just nonstop about Trevor Lawrence, the next big thing. And then he goes on to Clemson. And then you hear, oh, my God, wait until he goes to the NFL, the next big thing. Well, he's been here for quite some time now. He's still young. I don't even think he's past 25 years old, if that.
That's right. Yeah,
and
he's 24.
Is there still – I mean, obviously, he can still grow. But is he going to grow to be, like, top 3, top 4, top 5 as a QB?
I think there's still hope for that, yeah. I mean, that's – that's certainly what the franchise hopes he can still be. And, you know, it's the end of year 3. I know, you know, the first year his rookie season was the Urban Meyer debacle. That didn't go well. So, okay, kind of mark that one off. And then they reset everything and put a group around him that, you know, that can help him think like he was supposed to think as an NFL quarterback. With Peterson and Mike McCoy, the quarterback's coach, former head coach of the Chargers. And Press Taylor, young, up-and-coming offensive coordinator. So they have that in place. It's just a matter now of going out there. And he has moments, right? I mean, he'll have a great game. And he'll have, you know, pinpoint accuracy, and he's running off that, and he can balance it. But then he'll have others where it's just not a good performance. And he's got to balance those out. He's got to really kind of settle in a little bit more. I think you know, the weapons in and out of the lineup have hurt him. You know, you don't have Christian Kirk for 4 weeks, and guess what? I mean, he's one of your go-to guys. Calvin Ridley has been a little inconsistent this year, I'd say. That was one they were hoping, okay, it's a one-off, let's try it.
As long as he's not gambling, we're good.
Well, yeah, and he hasn't. So, like, he's been out there, and you know, it's just a matter of getting him on track. And then Zay Jones has been hurt. So that's where Trevor is. He's not going anywhere. I mean, he's the guy. He's going to be. They're going to give it all they got. To there's always, you know, all this talk in the off season about, oh, they can negotiate with him after this season and get a deal done. Well, let's tap the brakes a little bit. I think at some point they will, but they need to see something here this week and in the playoffs, I think, to really be able to have full confidence in that, I think, going into this off season.
Well, JP, to start to wrap things up here, when you think about what's going to take place against the Titans, when you think about what might take place in the postseason, what's realistic? Are they one round and done? I mean, are we looking towards some help in the draft? Like, well, what do you think is going to happen over the next weeks and several months?
This team can beat any team in the league. They can also lose to any team in the league. I mean, that's where they are right now. They were, you know, the scores might have been not really telling the whole tale of some of these blowout losses, but they fell to that Baltimore game, but they were a couple plays away from at least getting it into the fourth quarter. And then, okay, then you see. Not saying they're going to go beat them 9 times out of 10. That's not what I'm saying. But they feel like on any given Sunday they can line up and not be outgunned. You know, they're going to have the weaponry for the most part, if they're healthy, to go out there and compete. So that's fine. And in a playoff setting, that's all you want, because how many teams right now really have that? You know, once they get in, you know, it's just a different feeling. And we saw what happened in the wild card game last year. There was no way. I mean, there's just no way. And then they just kept playing and got a touchdown before half and got a little confidence, and the Chargers helped them out and, you know, threw the ball, and it all kind of worked out. I don't know if that's sustainable.
I don't think so.
Yeah. But, hey, you know, if that's what it takes, this team does have some resilience to it. It's just a matter of bringing that resilience out each and every week. And that's been the problem spot after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, let's see if they can go on a one-game improvement from last season. I think they will. Yeah. And then let's see what happens when they get into the postseason. Hey, JP, I appreciate you joining us. Where can people follow you and keep up with you on all the wonderful work you do covering the Jags?
I appreciate it. Yeah, Jaguars.com, the official team website, and on X, I suppose, at JP Shadrick. A lot of our content goes out there. We've got it 7 days a week, pretty much, and certainly if the Jaguars win this week, it'll be back-to-back division titles for the first time for the Jags since 1998 and 99. That has not happened. That would send a nice message, I think, to the rest of the division and maybe propel them to bigger and better things than they even had last year. So looking forward to it.
Wow, we got to go back to Brunel and Coughlin days, yeah. Man. We got to go back to almost the beginning. Buscelli.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a few years in. And Buscelli was on there. I mean, Jimmy Smith's on there. I mean, Fred Taylor's in there. I mean, those are some good teams now. But that was in the AFC Central. So this division didn't even exist then. So
yeah, a lot of the guys are pushing towards Social Security now at this point.
Wow. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah, they've got, like, different body parts and things now. It's just kind of what it is. They're a little older. But, yeah, that's what it is. It's a history-defining moment, I think, for the Jags franchise.
It'll be nice, and hopefully Trevor Lawrence can continue to move on as well. Hey, JP, thank you again for joining us, okay?
Hey, have a great night. Appreciate it.
I'm Glennon Doyle, author of Untamed and host of the podcast We Can Do Hard Things. On We Can Do Hard Things, my wife, Abby, my sister, Amanda, and I talk honestly about the hard parts of life. Join us and guests like Michelle Obama, Tracee Ellis Ross, and Brené Brown as we have refreshingly honest conversations. New episodes are out every Tuesday and Thursday, so listen to and follow We Can Do Hard Things, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.